Like many places in the Washington region, the district is a sanctuary city. That's where local police don't ask about immigration status and limit their cooperation with federal immigration agencies. But as WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl reports, a recent case in D.C. highlights how the city's sanctuary status ends at the courthouse doors.
It was in late August when Benjamin Ordóñez was arrested by D.C. police for allegedly stealing a woman's purse. Like most nonviolent offenders, Ordóñez could have expected to be charged and released pending a trial. But he wasn't. Instead, he ended up in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and sent to a Norfolk jail to be deported to his native Guatemala. Isla Bailey is one of Ordóñez's friends and recently visited him in jail.
D.C. is supposed to be a sanctuary city, so the fact that he had an ICE detainer on him and it was honored by the D.C. court and that he was taken away by ICE was something that was sort of a shock to him.
But it wasn't D.C. police that turned Ordóñez over to ICE, but rather the U.S. Marshals Service. Unlike any other place in the country, D.C.'s local court system is operated by the federal government and staffed by U.S. Marshals instead of a county sheriff. Kevin Donahue is D.C.'s deputy mayor for public safety and justice. He says there are many federal law enforcement agencies in the city.
And those law enforcement agencies aren't bound by the same sanctuary city policies that reflect the values that we have here in D.C.
In an email, Robert Brandt, the chief deputy of the U.S. Marshals at D.C. Superior Court, confirmed that the marshals will check on the immigration status of any foreign-born detainee that comes through the court. And if they find someone to be here illegally, they notify ICE, which will then come pick them up. That's what happened with Ordóñez. But Brandt says it's a policy that's been in effect for years. Claudia Cubas is an attorney with the Capital Area Immigrants' Right Coalition, and she says Brandt is right. But...
So I have seen a significant increase from years past of the incidence of D.C. residents detained by ICE.
Cubas says that in 2016, she knew of 40 D.C. residents who came into ICE's custody, some because they were detained by U.S. Marshals at Superior Court. This year so far, there have been at least 70 people detained. Last year, the marshals signed a new agreement that lets them share real-time booking information on all foreign-born detainees with ICE. And ICE says it no longer looks away when the detainee is a nonviolent offender. Here's Guas again.
I spoke to a gentleman earlier this year who was charged with something as innocuous as disorderly conduct, and he was picked up by U.S. Marshals.
Advocates for the crackdown on immigration say that if you're here illegally and police catch you committing a crime, you should be deported. But Cubas and others say that some of the crimes in D.C. are minor and aren't even prosecuted. And immigration advocates worry that the potential of being detained by U.S. Marshals could mean that immigrants stop working with police altogether. Charles Allen chairs the D.C. Council's Judiciary Committee.
If you have any part of your community that is afraid to set foot in a courthouse, the very place that is supposed to ensure and enshrine fairness and equality, it's deeply troubling.
D.C. officials say there isn't much they can do to stop the U.S. Marshals from detaining people at Superior Court. Some say the city should just take the court back from federal control. But Allen says that would take years and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Claudia Cubas, the immigration lawyer, says there's a simpler solution, especially for people charged with minor crimes.
Perhaps there's a way to decriminalize those offenses, and that way we reduce the involvement of the criminal justice system with those violations.
Under Mayor Bowser, D.C. has given grants to groups that offer immigrants basic legal services. But Cubas says the money should also be used to pay for lawyers for people who are detained and could be deported, like Ordóñez. But for the time being, undocumented immigrants in D.C. still run the risk of getting caught in the one place that's not a sanctuary, the courthouse. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.